We're joined here in the studio by a couple of gentlemen. We've got Mike June. Hey, Mike June.
How you doing?
I'm well. It's a pleasure to meet you. We've been playing your music for a bit.
Thanks.
And over to your right is Mr. John D. Graham. A pleasure to meet you as well.
Mike, how are you?
I'm good. You're loving on my dog, so.
I am. Henry's my new best friend.
He's a good guy, right?
He is. He actually just left his chew toy in my lap. There you go, Henry. He's such a polite dog.
He is. Now, we'll talk about Goldens because you've had three, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We'll get there. I wanted to start out, we'll sort of go through your resume, and that'll be awkward and weird.
Awesome.
But
no one loves awkward as much as I do, Mike.
Actually, the man behind you, his show is called Awkward Pause. I'm not kidding.
I live for the awkward pause. Awesome. Yeah, did me.
I gotcha.
Wow.
We call that dead air chicken. All right, so we're off to a good start. But so John D. Graham, somebody made a documentary about you, and I read the reviews of the documentary, and the very last one said that his, quote, voice is duct tape on a Stradivarius.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Your voice seems to be the first thing people notice.
Well, it's unconventional. You know, Hayes Carl has the best one. He told me my voice sounded like a really expensive chainsaw.
You know, I can't top that. Let's do some music. You guys are playing at the Palm Lounge tonight at 8 p.m. With Anna Hamilton. What's it going to be?
Well, you know what? I'm going to do something that's not on my current record. Yeah? Yeah. This goes out to Henry. All of the stars, they hang in the sky. One of them came loose and fell into my eyes. A beautiful burning, a beautiful light, a beautiful blindness, sweeter than sight. Ah, morning, come morning, stars fade away, and I know without looking, look on your face, you're smiling, smiling all of the while, smiling, smiling. That mockingbird smile. Slip through the window and sleep on the floor. Hang all your high hopes on a nail by the door. Walk by the water, down in the park. Sit on the big rock and talk until dark. Oh, evening, come evening, the day fades away, and I know without looking, the look on your face, you're smiling, smiling all of the while, smiling, smiling. that mockingbird smile. You were smiling, smiling all of the while. Smiling, smiling, that mockingbird smile.
That is John D. Graham.
Yeah.
D spelled with two E's, as if you did not know that. And before we kick it over to Mike June, I wanted to ask you, John D. Graham, you are from Austin, born and raised.
Well, not born. But no? No, I'm a fifth generation Texan. I was born in Leveland, which is up in the Panhandle.
McMurtry, right? Yeah.
In the same town. And pretty soon thereafter, we moved down to the Texas-Mexico border. So that's actually where I was born and raised, was that part of Texas.
Are you ready for a poorly formed question?
Damn straight.
Here we go. Okay, so if by the end of this you have any idea what I'm actually getting at,
yeah,
then I win.
Awesome.
So, John D. Graham, you're from Texas, and there seems to be a sort of like aesthetic currency that Texas songwriters have.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a whole thing, and it's mysterious and weird. And so if you go to a different state, and you're like, I'm a Texas songwriter, they go, oh, and this currency, right, this sort of musical tender, the exchange rate is very good.
Absolutely, and always has been.
Right. Like, if you're an L.A. band and you take your L.A. bandiness to another state, your exchange rate is garbage.
Yeah. It's you're on the losing end of that deal. You're dealing with lira at that point.
Yes, exactly. It's lira. Okay.
That's lira versus the euro.
So, and, you know, there are other areas that have it, too. Appalachia has it. Like, if you play bluegrass and you're from, you know, the mountains.
Absolutely.
Like, you have it.
Yeah.
What do you have, and how can I mimic it?
Well, it can't be mimicked, because I think it's something in the water.
In Austin?
Yeah. Well, no, in Texas. Because you look at, like, that part of the country where I came from, or where I was born, you had Butch Hancock, Joe Ely, Guy Clark originally. And Buddy
Willie
Holly.
Willie Nelson, yeah, Buddy.
You know, so you have all those guys coming out of the Panhandle.
Christofferson.
Roy Orbison, also out of the Panhandle. But then you go down to where I grew up, and you had the Big Bopper, who was originally from there. You had Bill Haley, who was from Roma, down in the Rio Grande Valley. Freddie Fender. Gary Wells. So it's something that happens, I think, it's in the Edwards Aquifer. It's something that's in the water. So maybe if you moved there and drank only tap water for, what, you say like 3 years, Mike? It took you not that long. You started like about a year, and then you were like completely a Texas songwriter.
I don't like that. I don't want to be called a Texas songwriter. I'm from New Jersey, man.
Yeah. Which brings us
Wait a minute. You have a Lone Star song.
I do. I mean, I like Texas songwriters, but I'm from New Jersey, and there's no getting past it, like when you hear my music, you know?
No, there's really not.
You can hear the urgency. It's a little faster. It's a little more direct.
It's not so high and lonesome.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And that is the voice of Mike June, who now lives in Austin, but you're from Bergen County. Home of Ted Leo and the Pharmacist.
Ted Leo and the Pharmacist. I mean, New Jersey also, I mean, the list of people from New Jersey is pretty great. I mean, Springsteen, Patti Smith.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah, little known people.
Yeah.
Count Basie.
Yola Tango. Yeah,
Yola Tango.
Basie. That's right. Wait, I thought Basie was from, I'm going to Wikipedia this at some point.
He was born in New Jersey.
Oh, okay, but I thought he was a Kansas City guy.
Yeah, that's where he made his name in the 30s and 40s.
When, or made his bones. As a
made
jazz
his
guy.
Bones,
of course,
yeah.
Right. So, Mike June, aren't you sick of these old-timers from Austin trying to act like what they've got going is better than what they have in Jersey?
But Austin's way better than Jersey. So I can't argue that point.
What's the line about anybody who makes it out of Jersey?
Oh, yeah, I read this book years ago, this girl had written this book, and she was from about the same area in New Jersey I'm from, and she was saying, if you ever meet somebody from New Jersey that doesn't live in New Jersey anymore, you should shake their hand and be their friend, because it's so hard to get out of that state. Like the tolls, tolls cost money, the jug handles,
right,
the bridges, you know. So
not to mention the cultural gravity of it.
Yeah, it's a lot of traffic.
Well, you guys are playing together, Mike June and John D. Graham, Palm Lounge tonight. Let's what do you? I always feel weird when I'm like, play a song, because it's not like you're a trained. Well, you are a trained.
No,
performer.
We actually are. Trained monkeys.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I didn't want to use that term.
Why not? We do.
Okay, monkey dance.
I'm going to do a song from my last record, Talking Revolution Blues, called Pray for Rain. Let me tune up first. That might be a good
man,
idea.
I don't... Just as soon as you started that, though, Henry, the dog laying on the floor, Henry, the studio dog... As you started playing, his tail went thump, 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 thump. Yeah!
My last dog wound up trying to bite the wallet out of the pocket of the drummer from the Mammals.
Frankly, not even knowing anything about this situation, I bet he had it coming.
He did not. He did not. Yeah, no, that was his last dog. He was like, as soon as the drummer opened up, he's like, oh, I'm going for that dude.
Here we go. Ready?
Here comes the Dust Bowl, baby, here comes the crash. Mothers and children getting thrown out on the rinse. And there's a hot wind blowing, hasn't rained in months. They got one hand in your pocket, another on a gun. Dominoes are falling down one by one, oh yeah. The howl of the sirens, baby, here come the cops. Gonna bust everyone that can't find a job. You better tighten up your belt. Here comes the pain, yeah, the savior is coming. But not today. Everybody's hiding, baby, you better run. There ain't nothing you can do. Pray for the rain to come. Yeah, bankers, they are soaking and they won't cut you no slack. Grandma died last week and now she's rotting in the back. And you can't leave your house, fear you might get ill. Might as well rob a bank and head the ward and pay the bill. Everybody's dying, babe, you ain't the only one. There ain't nothing you can do. Pray for the rain to come. Get down on your knees, babe, it's time to join the church. Elders left the building, left God in a lurch. Oh, here comes the Dust Bowl, here comes the crash. And your credit ain't no good, so you best be paying cash. You can pay it off in one lump sum. There ain't nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. Nothing you can do, except pray for the rain to come.
Music.
Woo.
He's playing a Palm Lounge tonight with John D. Graham over here.
That was fiery, Mike June.
You know, a lot of coffee this morning.
You haven't touched the coffee we got you, Mike June. You should have some of this. Look, we're going to take a break. We got Mike June and John D. Graham. When we come back from the break, John D. Graham, I'm going to ask you if it's weird that I keep saying your full name. Also, I'm going to ask you if it's weird when somebody makes a documentary about you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll get to that. It's KHUM. Stay with us.
Dude, I miss my dog so bad.
It's K-Hun Radio Without the Rules. Mike here with you. That'll be fun. We're going to interview Brett Dannen tomorrow and ask
him.
Oh, you know him. He's a good guy.
I've never met him, but I really like Come Correct. You know? That's a hell of a song.
The guy, you know.
Will you do me a favor?
Sure.
If I leave you a copy of my record for him, will you give it to him?
Hell yeah, I will.
Because I'm just a huge fan.
I will absolutely do that, and I'm sure that feeling is mutual. Brett, he's a summer camp counselor.
Yeah, I know.
In his heart.
I know, and he works not just with disadvantaged kids, but he also works with gifted and talented kids. He's like all over the place.
I'm going to tell you, John D. Graham's a big fan of yours, and he's going to look at me like I'm a liar. But anyway, that's tomorrow. Your show is tonight. We've got Mike June from Jersey, now Austin, and then we've got John D. Graham. You've played with all kinds of people. The list is insane.
I couldn't keep a job.
But yeah, somebody said that your story is important and wound up following you around and made a documentary about you. Tell me about the moment that the idea was floated about documenting your life.
Well, if it had just been done like that, where there was a moment where somebody said, "We're going to do a film about you," I would have said no, because it's weird. But the guy who did the film is a friend of mine, a pretty good friend now, Mark Finkelpearl out of D.C. And he was a producer for Bravo and the Learning Channel and various things. So I was familiar with his work, and I knew he would do a good job, but life is messy. And having somebody follow you around for a year, they see it all, you know? And ultimately, I'm really, really proud of it, and I'm glad that it's out there, and it's all true, you know? But there's also some stuff in it where it's so true it bothers me, you know, when I see it now.
For instance?
I can't be more specific than that.
Okay.
There are...
Because he's a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Now, and that'd be weird.
Absolutely. And also, don't get me wrong, it's a brilliant piece of filmmaking, but the subject matter is flawed.
See, that's the Texas, the legal tender of Texas.
Exactly, right there.
Yeah, that's
right
there. The thing you guys do.
Yeah.
You turn those phrases around.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have played with everybody. Anybody who looks at your Wikipedia page, you're going to have to... Your Wikipedia page is longer than certain California counties.
Yeah, well, it's... I had to jump in and edit because...
You've edited your own...
No.
Yes, you have.
They won't let me, but I had to have somebody do it for me because there was some stuff on there. Like, for instance, it said I'd played in John Hyatt's band. I've never played in John Hyatt's band. I played shows with John Hyatt for an entire summer.
That's like you toured different. With him.
I toured with him. Okay. I opened his shows for a whole summer. So we had to clear up some untruths.
Okay. But well, let's talk about John Hyatt then, because he's on the list of people that would seem like you've worked with. These people that you work with are not lightweights. Like, they look very intense all the time.
Yeah, they are. Here's the thing about that is the people I was in bands with, like Alejandro Escovedo and John Doe and people like that, Kelly Willis, I was taking notes. And so when it came time for me to do my first record, which I didn't do until I was 36, you know, by the time I got to that, I had a pretty good idea of what I wanted to do and how to go about it, you know. But all the people I've opened for, and I mean, you know, I got to go drinking with the Clash when I was 18.
Oh, hell no.
Yes, yes. That's a true story.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, no, it's just I was playing in a band called the Skunks, and we were basically the first real punk rock band in Texas.
Three-time Austin Music Award winning, yeah.
And so we played the Armadillo World Headquarters opening for the Clash, and we went drinking at the Continental Club with them afterwards. I was 18, going to UT, and I went to my class the next morning after drinking with the Clash all night. And I sat in the room, and I looked around at all the students, and I went, I don't belong here. And I picked up my books, and I went, and I withdrew from college and never looked back.
The Clash made you drop out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I didn't run it by them first, but yeah.
That's bonkers.
It's crazy, but look, it's true.
Now you can blame Mick Jones for everything going wrong.
You know, I choose to blame Paul. Because he's the least likely to defend himself.
That is crazy. Okay, John D. Graham, let's do another song. And Mike June is with us as well. Both these fellows playing tonight at the Palm Lounge, 8 p.m. show.
Leaves, newly minted copper pennies on my eyes, cover me up with leaves. And then you can toast October, toast a pumpkin moon, toast me and say that I died too soon. Say that I died of October. Died of October. I will follow the swallows wherever they fly, right up the chimney smoke into the sky. When the cold wind blows, you will know that is me passing by. And then you can toast October, toast pumpkin moon, toast me and say that I died too soon. Say that I died of October. Died of October. To the arms of October. Bury me in a pile of dead leaves, newly minted copper pennies on my eyes, and cover me up with leaves. Hup! And then you can toast October, toast the pumpkin moon, toast me and say that I died too soon. Say that I died.
All right. Yeah! We got John D. Graham in the studio. D is spelled D-E-E. And the whole time he's playing, Henry is trying to put his dog toy on his knee, make him fetch. Henry, he's playing songs, man.
It's okay, dude. It's
don't you,
okay.
Don't you know he stared down John Hyatt? Don't you know that he went drinking with the Clash?
I don't have it. Where's your toy?
Don't worry about it. Well, look, John D. Graham.
Yes.
I'm going to turn your mic off. You can play with the dog.
Awesome.
Because we're going to turn over here to Mike June. Mike June, so NorthJersey.com. Wrote a review about this show, Jersey Native Comes Back Home, mm-hmm. right? And there's a line in the review that I wanted to just get a reaction shot from you. Here's the line. Where is it? A return to his rock and roll roots, The record is Southern rock flair, merging the grit of Bruce Springsteen and the edginess of Kid Rock.
I've never seen that before.
Okay, all right. Your thoughts?
Wow. I hope you took a picture of that reaction.
I did not.
If you think Kid Rock is edgy, you probably will not like my music. That's about all I'll say about that.
Venn diagram. You've got Kid Rock fans in this circle, and then over here on the Venn diagram, it's Mike June, and those are two discrete circles.
Yeah, very discrete circles.
There's no intersection.
Wow, I've never saw that before, and that's awesome. God, now I'm rethinking my whole life.
what is going on there?
Yeah, you know, the Bruce Springsteen thing, like that's like automatic, and when you're a songwriter, no matter what you sound like, you come from New Jersey, the comparisons are going to be there, they're going to happen. You just kind of live with it, and but the Kid Rock thing, okay. Wow.
Are you smarting a little bit?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit, but you know, to each their own. Everybody hears music differently, and everybody has their own filter in which they filter, you know, what they hear into what they know. So, yeah, I'll take that as a compliment, I guess. I don't know.
You're
how to. I don't know how else to take it.
Yeah.
You know what? He is a gracious dude, really.
No, I believe you. And the rest of the article is actually really interesting. And they spend a little time talking about how you have traveled around and how you observed America during the Great Recession.
Yeah, it was pretty eye opening. I moved to Austin because the New York City area was just too pricey, and then. After I moved to Austin is when the bottom dropped out of everything. And Austin, we're kind of lucky living in Austin. There were still jobs and there was kind of like a bubble over the city. People were still moving there. And so you didn't really see it firsthand. But then we started going out on the road. And I think the first tour we did together was in the Southeast. And you'd be going through these towns that were just gone, you know. And
No, I don't. Like...
Like every
just
like
empty houses.
We're in one town in Franklin, North Carolina, where the pawn shop was out of business. Whoa. So that means basically everybody sold everything they owned to the pawn shop, and then nobody had money to buy anything that was in the pawn shop, and so the pawn shop had to go out of business. And you know, because we play on such a small level, you know, we're not playing at big arenas and getting on tour buses. We're playing in people's living rooms and talking to people and. I've played a gig in every state in the continental United States in the last 2 years. So you hear a lot of stories, and it was pretty eye-opening. And, you know, for the last 10 years, 12 years in the United States, there has been a lot of things going on that seemingly very few artists are talking about at all, especially mainstream artists.
For instance?
Two wars, recession, name it. You know, you don't hear a lot of music about this stuff.
That's a good point. I, up until very recently, like, I just had this theory that tough times engender fantastic music. Like, Vietnam-era music is great. Look at what was happening during World War II. Like, you had swing coming out, and jazz was exploding, and you can point to these moments, but we never got our great revolution anthem.
Even, like, Nirvana and that whole grunging came out of, like, that really bad recession that happened in the early 90s, you know?
Right, yeah.
And... I think now a lot of people are afraid to say things, and music has been so corporatized. The radio stations are all, not this one, but you know, radio stations
sure,
are corporate, and the record
no, we're very corporate.
Or corporate, and
please put us in that category.
But you know, nobody's saying anything, and I felt the need to have to take it upon myself to start saying something, and the response has been pretty good, I think.
Well, it seems like this is you have. What was the Utah Phillips line? He's like, you know, if you're inclined to worry, you have the widest selection in history from which to choose.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Well, we got Mike June here, and if that's your songwriting turf, you certainly do have a big empty pasture land to sow your seeds in.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hear a song, Mike June.
All right, this isn't so much about politics or social, but it's a sing-along. So if you're riding in your car or you're sitting in your cubicle in your office or whatever you're doing, this is the way it's going to work. I'm going to sing a line from this song. If you hear a line that rings a bell inside your head, says, oh, that's me. I feel like that a lot of times. Then you could yell it or whisper it to yourself or just think about it in your head. And I know it doesn't sound very sing-songy, but I want you to say, I've got the darkness.
I, oh, I've Got the Darkness?
I've Got the Darkness.
Okay, here we go.
Well, I wake up in the morning, curse the sky and the sun. Hate myself and I hate everyone sometimes. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Got lines in my face, hair's turning gray. Best years of my life have gone down the drain. Bye, bye, bye. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Oh, slips of the tongue, shame and regret. I traded my future for a mountain of debt I can't climb. Yeah, I've got the darkness.
It's all right, though.
Well, I'm running out of patience at the end of my nerves. Everybody's got all the things I deserve. I want mine. Yeah, I've got the darkness. No, I ain't got a dime. I ain't too big to fail. Politicians and bankers, too rich to jail. Why try? Yeah, I've got the darkness. Recession, oppression, secret drone wars. It's like nobody even cares anymore. Why should I? Yeah, I've got the darkness. But let your light shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me. Sometimes, yeah, I've got the darkness. Oh yeah, yeah, we all get the darkness. Well, I don't get this new stuff, can't stand the scene. I feel so lonely, I just wanna scream and cry. Yeah, I've got the darkness. It's like St. Augustine, Bonnie and Clyde. I got angels and devils wrestling inside my mind. Yeah, I've got the darkness. But I'm gonna dance without mercy, love without regret, cause the darkness has got me, but it ain't killed me yet. I will fight. Yeah, I'll fight the darkness. Let your light, let your light shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me. Sometimes, yeah, I've got the darkness. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, I've got the darkness, baby.
Yeah.
It's KM Radio Without the Rules. My friend texted, she says, I'm glad he's going to fight the darkness. Thank you for darkness fighting. Also, Night Moves. A little bit, Night Moves.
That's the second time that's come up.
Oh, dang it, man. I'm sorry.
The first time it came up, we're playing a gig in New Orleans at the Ogden Theater, which is like this beautiful theater and nice crowd there. And I start playing it. And Susan Cousel was there, who's a friend of John D's. And I'm just starting to play the song. John D goes, you know, that sounds like Night Moves. Just like while I'm starting the song. And then Susan Cousel is like sitting over there. She goes, yeah, it does sound like Night Moves. And I could not get like the first line out of my mouth. I just totally shut down.
I'm real sorry about that. It seems, you know,
There is a connection between Bob Seger and Kid Rock, though. So you got to give me that.
That is a good point. And I give you all of it.
Wow,
like,
that was
June.
Good.
Nice. Okay, I have two questions for you, and I got one for you, and then I think we'll do one more song, and then we got to bolt. The Dylan quote, to live outside the law, you must be honest.
Yeah.
It's tattooed on your arm.
Yeah.
Did he, for some reason, you know, like you'll be on whatever, Facebook, and somebody will throw a quote up, and they'll attribute it to Lincoln. You go, I don't believe he actually said that.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds that Dylan didn't say that?
Well, it's in his song.
Well, I know, but he put a lot of other people's words in his song.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Mike June, I'm such a jerk. I'm like, that song sounds like Night Moves. Also, your tattoo might be a fraud. I don't think it is. I am a terrible person. Would you accept my apology, Mike June?
Sure.
Okay.
No apology necessary, really.
You are a good dude, and I love your music. It's awesome to have you here. You're playing tonight at the Palm Lounge. I feel awful inside.
Okay. But no, you know what? Here's the thing about that tattoo, though, okay. About those words. It doesn't matter who said them, it's still true.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, the tattoo, the reason I put it there is because I think it's true. Like, if you want to fight City Hall or fight injustice, you have to put yourself up on a higher level. You know, you have to be inscrutable. So it's good that I wake up every morning and see that before I start lying to people.
If I were to get a tattoo, honestly, that, like, I have a list of three things that I might get tattooed, and that is on the list for sure. I really do love the quote, and I bring it up awkwardly at parties when somebody does something that I disagree with. John D. Graham, let's move it over to you.
Yes.
Let's talk about that time that your neighbor in Austin backed his car over a bunch of lawn gnomes.
How do you know about that?
I have the internet.
Oh.
And I don't know your neighbor, but I thought that was an interesting story. He's basically, it's like you lived next to a writer.
Yeah.
And then, like, well, your mutual neighbor, like, backed a car over, decapitated a lawn full of gnomes.
Yeah, it was really sad.
What's going on in your neighborhood with these lawn gnomes?
Well, here's the story there is the neighbor whose yard it was is Stuart Sullivan, and he produced that Sublime record that was so huge.
What?
Yeah, but he's just a guy.
Wait, hold on. The guy with lawn gnomes who lives on your street produces Sublime record.
Yeah, he also produced the, you know, that, what was it called? The side project that had Chris Novoselic and the guy from Sublime had... what was it called? It was like this side project. Anyway.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So anyway, he's just a guy. He's a really, really good producer. He also did my record. Which one was it? He did Not As Bad As It Looks. So anyway, he lives next door to me, and they weren't actually lawn gnomes. They were actually lawn penguins.
That's not an improvement.
No. Wait, it gets better.
Oh, great.
It gets way better. The guy who backed over them is a paraplegic music writer who's Russ, I can't remember his last name now because he doesn't live there anymore, but really, really great writer, really good dude, had the handicap-enabled car, and the people who'd installed the handicap-enabling bit so that he could just do it with his hands only.
Wait, so he's got like a lift.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then he can, and he's paraplegic.
Right. So his hands are good. His arms are good. His legs are not.
So he can brake with his hands.
Exactly. Accelerate, brake with his hands. So,
well, that obviously we know how the story ends.
Right, right. The people who install the enabling stuff didn't do a very good job. And so he ended up backing across the street at about 40 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
And took out several lawn penguins in a small tree. And then I went out and was like, damn, Russ, are you all right? And he said, yeah, I'm fine. And then put it in drive and drove away.
He hit and run the penguin?
Yeah. It's like, I gotta go, man.
T- tell me there's a song about that.
There isn't, because he made him so uncomfortable, and it made Stewart so uncomfortable. And then, because I was in the middle, I watched it all happen. It made me uncomfortable, and we're all really good friends, you know. So it turned out fine. So, but it's a pretty remarkable thing to see. I can tell you that much.
That is wild.
Yeah.
And then the music writer happened to be there.
Yeah.
That's not, what's your address?
It is, I'm not giving that out.
We're all going to come party at John D. Graham's house. All right. Well, let's close it down. Why don't you send us out with a song, John D. Graham?
All right. I'm going to do it. This is the mission statement for John D. Co. Little star, hang on tight to the roof of this night. Don't turn away, don't turn away from the world so full. I get so lost, I get so down, get inside out, get turned around. I turn away from the world so full. Make me willing, make me strong, make me brave as a day is long. Open my eyes, God, let me see. I won't turn away if you won't turn away. See, it's all so sweet. Yeah, it's complicated. Yeah, it's incomplete. But I'm still in love. I'm still in love with this world so full. Don't turn away. I won't turn away from the world so full.
Yeah, man.
Hey, can I send a thank you out to Skip?
Who's Skip?
Skip Everhart.
Sure. I don't know who that is. Who's Skip?
He's the guy who suggested that I contact y'all.
Oh, cool. Thanks,
yeah.
Skip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that you guys could come. Seriously, this is super fun, and it's always good to talk to people. And I'm really sorry, Mike. I literally will lose sleep over this.
Don't, please don't.
If Mike June cared what people thought,
yeah. That's true.
Yeah, well, I'd be working somewhere.
He's Mike. God. That, yeah, here we go. Well, he's Mike June. He's 10 times edgier than Kid Rock. And that is John D. Graham with the voice of the most expensive chainsaw. Thank you guys both very much.
Thanks for having us, Mike. And keep up the good work here, because it's stations like this that allow what we do to keep going. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, we're happy to do it. It's we can't do real radio. We've tried that. All right. And let's do a break. It's KHUM, Freeform Radio, cutting your regard, Arcata, Translator K282, Ferndale. You know.
Mike, thanks.
That was a blast, guys.
Awesome. Yeah. And hey.